Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, August 30th, 2016. And with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. And how are you, Brian?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Who stole the cookie from the cookie jar?
Yeah. Brian stole the cookie from the cookie jar.
I walked right into that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyhow, so I'm glad you're here, and I guess we should just dive right into the big topic of the day, which is Barb really the ultimate character in Stranger Things? No, wait.
No, she is not. I don't get the Barb love, man.
Some people she's the shiznit, as they say.
Are you allowed to say that?
Sure.
This is like, can we keep our family friendly rating on this episode?
Faux shizzle.
As the kids say. actually probably 2004 maybe. Anyway, let's talk about Apple.
Okay. I guess we can talk about Apple. How about if we talk about the EU Commission's ruling that says that Apple owes 13 billion euros in back taxes because they don't like the way that that Ireland has their tax laws structured? And how's that for totally loading the perspective?
Well, actually, the EC is saying that Ireland is giving Apple illegal state aid and is giving Apple a deal that's like somehow off the books.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah. So the EU is saying that what Apple is getting is against the law by EU regulations.
Right. So, and if Apple, if Ireland and or Apple, depending on how, you know, who did what, have done these things, if Ireland is giving Apple illegal state aid, and if Ireland is giving Apple some kind of off-the-books deal that doesn't apply to anyone else, well, then the EU is quite frankly right. The thing is that I kind of doubt that's the case.
I kind of doubt that too, and Ireland has already said we don't give anyone preferential treatment. We have our tax laws. Yes, we have a better deal than everyone else, but that's just it.
Yeah, someone's going to have the best deal for multinational companies. By definition, some country is going to have the best deals, the best deal, and Ireland has, by and large, heretofore set up its tax code in such a way that it has consistently offered the best deal, although not everybody. So the EC was also after Amazon in Luxembourg, Starbucks in the Netherlands, and Anheuser-Busch, which why is Anheuser-Busch? I mean, like, do Europeans drink any Anheuser-Busch? Anyway, Anheuser-Busch in Belgium.
Oh, yeah. Anheuser-Busch in Europe is a very different company than Anheuser-Busch in the United States. Like, Anheuser-Busch's beer in the EU is a drinkable product. In the United States, it's an abomination on our entire species.
Fair enough. I don't drink, so I wouldn't know. And here's the Apple. So Tim Cook, see how many times I can change my direction here. Tim Cook released an open letter, basically saying the EC is overstepping its bounds and making the case that we follow the law. Apple is accusing, or Tim Cook is accusing the EC of trying to retroactively rewrite history. And Apple and Apple's entire stance is we follow the law. This is the same thing that Apple said in front of the U.S. Senate. We follow the law. If you want us to behave differently, change the law.
Mm-hmm.
And but there's another side to that.
Do tell.
That other side is the fact that Apple pays very little tax in local countries and local districts in Europe, and actually all throughout the world, but in this particular case, we're focusing on Europe. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, most of Apple's tax payments or tax burden is in the United States.
Correct. Where a lot of it should be, but I have a philosophical problem with any company doing business in any given area and not paying and not contributing much and sometimes anything to the local tax base.
Now, if they are not contributing because that's the way the laws work, that's different than if they are finding loopholes to avoid paying. Nonetheless, I get what you're saying. If any company is operating in any specific area, they should be paying their fair share.
Correct. I am confident that Apple is following the law. For a lot of people, the legal responsibility is all any company has. Mm-hmm. And in that, Apple is satisfying its legal obligations for those people that's just the end of it. But just because a thing can be done doesn't necessarily mean it should be done. This is my stance on here in the States, large companies of all sorts, right? Every large company is always looking for a local tax break to move some aspect of their business to a particular state, to a particular mm-hmm. county, to a particular city. This is something that they can do. That doesn't mean that they should do it.
Right. And I totally agree. And now, the difference here, it appears, is that Apple didn't ask for any special break. This is just the way Ireland's laws are written.
Yeah, I balderdash.
Well,
this is the way Apple's laws are written, but Ireland's laws.
Kind of funny you said that.
Ireland is no. I don't think that Apple has. Ireland is in cahoots with all of these companies. Ireland has very specifically crafted a set of laws that works for these multinationals. Mm-hmm. Right? This isn't an accident. It's not like everybody woke up one day and like, oh, goodness gracious, this things that we seem to have independently done have created, you know, just miraculously created some sort of utopian situation that makes us a great place for all these companies to relocate. Right? That isn't how this happened.
No, of course not.
And Apple was a pioneer in this. Apple, I remember a couple of years ago when this stuff first started becoming a real issue, especially as Apple was making more and more money. It's Apple was called a pioneer of the. I think it's the double Irish with the Dutch twist. Maybe it's the double Dutch with an Irish twist. I forget which. And you know, if only we had a way of looking these things up.
Part of what
the EC is complaining about here is that Apple has an entity in Ireland that doesn't get taxed because that entity doesn't actually operate in Ireland. So all of these profits end up going through this entity. Now, if and when Apple brings that money back to the United States, it would be taxed under United States tax law. Mm-hmm. Right? So this isn't somehow permanently Apple dodging any taxes. This is
it's sort of just like putting their taxes in escrow until they actually do pay them.
Right. But these are profits that are actually generated in Europe. But they're not taxed in Europe, in this case, Ireland. They're not taxed in Ireland because Ireland's law is set up so that companies with, and I forget the exact wording, but companies with operations that aren't actually run from Ireland don't get taxed. So it essentially makes this company, this subsidiary, a stateless company in terms of tax law.
Right. And this stateless company, you hear the term pop up in some of the EU Commission's reporting, and they're calling it the head office.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, like I said, this didn't just what's the Christian term for this is some kind of an immaculate conception here, where these laws spring forth wholly formed, completely of their own volition. I mean, Ireland has very carefully and brilliantly set up an environment that is very attractive for multinational corporations. And Ireland benefits because even though Ireland is actually collecting a very small percentage of tax relative to the profits that are being generated on its soil, it still contributes massively to the Irish economy. It's because right. they're getting a little tiny bit of the taxes that would otherwise have been generated in Germany, in France, in Spain, in Portugal, in Italy, all throughout the European Union. And that makes it very, very beneficial for Ireland, but it makes it very unbeneficial for all those other member countries. And this is what I mean by saying just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do it necessarily.
Right. Now, in this case, does that mean that Apple should find a way to give Ireland more money, or should they be setting up their businesses so that they are paying additional taxes in other countries?
Golly, I mean, you know, I guess if I was sitting on my throne of judgment, I would say that the shenanigans with so another element of this is how Apple licenses its intellectual property, and in this case, an intellectual property may actually mean simply a Macintosh, mm-hmm. but Apple licenses this stuff to its European, to its Irish subsidiary. That subsidiary then turns around and licenses it again to the subsidiaries in the other countries, and that's how all the profits actually get technically generated in Ireland, even though the transactions are taking place elsewhere. Right? If I was sitting on my throne of judgment, I would call an end to those shenanigans, even though they're perfectly legal.
All right, I'll accept that. So now here we are with a scenario where these countries haven't stopped Apple from conducting business in Europe the way that they do. So Apple is acting within the laws, and now the EU is saying nope. And I love this line from Tim Cook. And this is from his open letter. He says, "We never asked for, nor did we receive any special deals. We now find ourselves in the unusual position of being ordered to retroactively pay additional taxes to a government that says we don't owe them any more than we already paid."
Yeah, I agree with all that on in terms of the technical situation. The EC is definitely overreaching here, and the EC, I mean, this is absolutely a mess, and this is the rightness and the technical rightness and wrongness of Apple's stance on this, to me, is separate from the philosophical mm-hmm. rightness and wrongness of this situation. It's the philosophical aspect that I take issue with, not the technical aspect.
Sure. And it's okay. So now it puts us in a position where we just wait and see. because Apple is appealing the ruling, Ireland is appealing the ruling, and that means that we're looking at realistically between 3 and 4 years before there's any resolution to this. So there won't be any money changing hands before that. And we don't know what the outcome is going to be. Apple is saying, well, we're confident that the EU will find that they ruled incorrectly. And of course, Apple's going to say that. And Ireland is saying that this is, and I'm going to paraphrase here. They're saying that this is a threat to their sovereignty.
Well, it is. John Key wrote for us yesterday a piece saying that Apple could end up destroying the EU from the standpoint of because what the EC doing is a direct attack on Ireland's sovereignty. I mean, these are incredibly complex things. I mean, you have international law, you have international tax code, you have international agreements. There's sort of this gentleman's club agreement with most of the developed world in terms of how tax laws are supposed to work between countries. And that's being threatened. You've got the U.S. is of course cranky because while the U.S. isn't getting that money now because it stays overseas, someday the U.S. is confident that it will get that money.
Right.
So, you know, the U.S. wants that money and it's telling Europe that, you know, you're overstretching your bounds. You're out of line, sir. And, you know, I mean, this is a kerfuffle. Is it kerfuffle or fluffle?
It's a right kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle. I always mispronounce it. Anyway, Apple, this whole thing is a big mess.
It is. And we're going to be talking about this more. I have no doubt. I want to keep talking about this, but we have one other topic I want to hit real quick. We're almost out of time, so it'll be real quick. Yesterday, Apple started sending out media invitations for an event they're hosting on September 7th. And so that means new product announcements. So real quick, what do you think is going to be announced? iPhone?
Yeah, sure. New iPhone stuff.
Apple Watch?
Maybe.
iPad?
Probably of some sort.
iMac?
No.
MacBook Pro?
No.
New display?
No.
Apple TV?
Maybe, probably not.
All right. I think that runs down the list of pretty much everything that would show up on Apple.
What do you think?
I think that you nailed it. iPhone 7, possibly a new Apple Watch, maybe iPads, although I'm putting that low on my possibility list. Nothing from the Mac line, no new displays, and I don't think we'll see an Apple TV either. I think we will get new Macs in October.
The train agrees.
I love it when the train agrees.
Mm.
Yeah. Yep, it gave me a double toot. Mm. I feel pretty special now. All right. Well, we're kind of out of time, so we need to wrap up. Brian, thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm kind of interested to know what our listeners, technically be your listeners, think about all this.
Yes, and you can let me know what you think. Shoot me messages on Twitter. That would be at TMO Daily. You can send emails to observations@macobserver.com, and of course you can leave comments in the show notes. I check all those places because I really do love hearing what you guys have to say. So thanks for being here today, and hey, thanks Train for your validation too. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.